Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the beginning of 2014, the Lord said to me, "The church must this year don glory." He had given me a revelation of the glory many years ago. And we're going to be playing for you now from CDs made all those many years ago of that message he gave me.
This man was crowned with glory in the presence of God. And one morning I was combing my hair, getting ready to go to Sunday school and teach again on this subject, just following the Lord as we went. And the Lord said to me, "Do you know Romans 3:23? He knew I did. I was raised Baptist. We led people to God down the Roman road. The first step on it is Romans 3:23. So I proudly quoted it back to him. "Yes, sir, I know Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory." I was just going to recite it off to him, but when I came to that, I knew what it meant. For all have sinned and come short of the glory. The fall was a fall from the glory of God. The fall was a fall from the presence of God. And then God said to me that same morning, "Do you know Hebrews 2:9? It speaks of the captain of our salvation bringing many sons to what? Glory." And God said to me, that's the story of it in a nutshell. I crown man with my glory. He sinned and fell from the glory, but the captain of his salvation is bringing many sons back to glory. Hallelujah. Now, representative man, God steps to the center of the universe and crowns him with glory, knowing he's going to fall. God knows the future. Prepared for glory. Suitable for glory. Fit for glory. But with a will. The enemy came, tempted the man, and the man turned his will against God. Then there came the fall. He fell from the glory of God. I was preaching along these lines once in Minnesota, and God spoke to me again, this happened over a period of 8 years, gave me another little bit. He said this to me. He gave me a parable. He said, "I wish you would look at the fall from my point of view. You're always looking at it from your point of view, from man's point of view." I said, "I'd be happy to, God, if you'd show me." And so he showed me. He gave me a parable. He didn't give me an airplane parable like he gives Brother Copeland. I wouldn't have known what in the world he was talking about. But he gave me a mother parable. I'm a mother. We have 4 children, all grown now. I know I look too young. I am too young, but they're grown. Our baby's 21 now. But he knows I'm a mother, and he knows I am a hugging mother. My children got lots of hugs all their lives. Whether they liked it or whether they didn't, they got hugs. Lots of them. I pat them, I hug them, I love them. I still do it. 2 boys and 2 girls. And he said to me, "What if you could not hug your children? For if you hugged your children, you would destroy them, you would consume them, you would burn them up." And he showed me my son Terry standing beside me. He's our cowboy son. He's tall and thin, and when you hug him, he's fun to hug. He's got one of those big silver buckles, and you hug him right around there. It's a bull rider. He's graduating from college in December. He's only been going 6 years. Isn't that wonderful? Studying to be a cowboy. Praise God. But I saw Terry standing beside me, and the Lord said to me, "What if you could not hug Terry? For if you hugged him, you would destroy him, you would burn him up." And I suddenly knew the terror of not being able to touch that boy. Because when I hug him, he always says, "Aw, Mom." And that's thrilling to me. It may not mean much to you, but it's a lot to me. And so I knew what it would be like not to hug him or any of my children, and I thought, oh, I'd forget. I surely hugged them and burned them up. He said to me, that was my position in the fall. The man who was made for the glory, crowned with the glory, suitable for the glory, fell and became sin. If I had reached for him, God said, and clasped him to my bosom, I would have destroyed him. I would have consumed him. I would have burned him up. For sin cannot stand in the presence of God. Our God is, Hebrews says. Hebrews chapter 12, the last verse. You don't need to turn there. Our God is a consuming fire. What does he consume? Sin. Always has, always will. Love does that. Love destroys sin. Wickedness and evil cannot stand in its presence. God said, if I had reached for the man and clasped him to my bosom, I would have destroyed him and Satan would have won. For God had already said he's going to have dominion over the works of my hands. He's going to rule earth. If I brought him into my presence, God said, the species man would have been destroyed. And if Satan ever can keep God's word from coming to pass once, he's defeated God. For the preservation of the species, man was separated from the glory of God. God, in love, removed his glory and his presence from man. Now, there's another scene God has let me hear all through the years. Don't want you to think it happened every Monday. I got one of these. It'd be 2 and 3 years apart. But once God let me hear this, I was there. I could hear it at creation scene. God, who had crowned the man with his glory, his presence had sat upon him. The man had fallen and become sin and darkness, and Satan knows sin can't stand in the presence of God. And I heard Satan laugh at God. Right at that scene at the fall of man, I heard Satan laugh at God and say, I did it. You put that will in him. I tempted him. He fell. Ha, 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 ha. Sin can't stand in your presence. Ha, 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 ha. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Has he ever said that to you? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? There's not enough money to get you out of debt. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? And he said to God, and I heard him laughing, you can't touch him. Ha, 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 ha. You can't touch him. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? And it looks like a dilemma. God, perfect, pure. Sin can't stand in his presence. And is man, that he's created to rule over all the works of his hands forever, has become sin and fallen from the glory. It looks like a dilemma. One of those puzzles that puzzle experts sit around and try to work out, but no one could work it. The Bible tells us, however, that God had a thing called, and the Bible calls it, a mystery. At that moment, God had a plan, which the Bible calls a mystery. He hid it in a secret place, the best hiding place in all creation. He hid it in himself. The Bible said there was a mystery hidden in God. In all the Old Testament, no one knew the mystery. Prophets would come along and prophesy a little about it. And they'd wonder, what in the world are we talking about? When will this come? Who are the people on which this will come? But they never understood the mystery. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those gospels were written, but they did not understand the mystery. They record the events for you and I, but the mystery was not yet revealed. God had that hidden in himself. Sometimes I picture it in my mind's eye that God had it in himself with a big box marked Top Secret. Only he didn't name it Top Secret, he named it Mystery. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John didn't understand the mystery. It wasn't revealed to them. God kept it hidden. There are a lot of things hidden right now. I want you to know that truth is at once wonderful and terrible, and God will not let it be revealed at the wrong time. So things are hidden now, even from the church, that are about to be revealed, and I pray to God we can take it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were not given the mystery. But a little half-Jew, half-Roman named Paul came along, and God revealed to that man the mystery. Paul wrote of it and declared it unto us. We'll read about it. You can read about it in all of his writings, but we'll pick up two places. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the revelation of things hidden. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he's just about to get all over the case for being so carnal. He said, I wish you weren't so carnal. I could sure talk to you some wonderful things. And he just teased them with this a little bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. He said, we speak wisdom when we're among them that are mature. Perfect means mature. We can't talk wisdom with you. You're so carnal and such babies, he says. But when we are with the mature, we speak wisdom. Did you know that it's time for a 2,000-year-old church to be mature? We speak wisdom, he said, when we're among the mature. It's not the wisdom of this world. My, no. It's not the wisdom of the princes of this world that come to naught. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. I mean, there was a day if you'd mentioned to the church there was any glory for them, they'd have fought you tooth and toenail. No, we're not supposed to touch the glory. We don't want nothing to do with glory. We're just sinners, barely saved, holding on to the end, some way, somehow. God might inherit a few wretched ones. God's plan involved, which he ordained from the beginning of the world, had as its purpose what? What does it say right here? Read that to me. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now let me read you that in the Amplified. Now listen. But rather, what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God once hidden from the human understanding, and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, that is, to lift us into the glory of His presence.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim again, and you've been hearing a classic message that came many years ago of a revelation of the glory of God. We do have this series from those days on a CD in a 5-CD package that we will be glad to send you for $20. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447 and request the classic A Glorious Church.